Exercise 34A, page 14.
Today on Family Life, we will be talking about child safety in the home. Here with us to answer your questions and to talk about the dangers children can face in the home is Marcia Ward, mother of two and author of Secure Your Home, Save Your Child. Welcome, Marcia.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, we all know to keep children away from hot stoves, irons and sharp objects, but I think there's a lot more to child safety in the home than that, isn't there?
Definitely. Did you know that more than 1 million children in Britain every year require hospital treatment for accidents that happen in the home?
Really? No, I had no idea that the number was that high.
Yes, and almost all of those accidents could have been prevented.
So what are the most common causes of injuries and how can we prevent them from happening?
Falling, burns, drowning, choking and poisoning are the main causes of injuries in the home, and small children are the most at risk. Parents can prevent children from falling down the stairs by fitting safety gates at the top and bottom. They can use rubber mats to prevent children slipping on floors, especially in the bathroom. However, children should never be left alone in the bath. A child can drown in only 2 inches of water.
Would you say that the bathroom is the most dangerous room in the house?
It's true that a lot of accidents happen in the bathroom, but the most dangerous room by far is the kitchen. This is where there are the most hidden dangers. Parents should never allow children to play alone in the kitchen. Also, they should keep all appliance cords, knife blocks and hot foods out of reach and put safety catches on all the cupboards and drawers, especially where cleaning items and medicines are kept.
This is great advice, and I think now is a good time to go to the phones and answer some of our listeners' questions. Hello, line one.